Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
17, longest third down of the day. Jones looking for the end zone. It is caught by Jawan Jennings at the one. Enormous play in this game. 26, and it's first and goal.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Should have caught the one before.
Got him within...
Dude, that hit him in the basket.
Jawan Jennings. I hate to do it.
Uh-oh.
But I got to do it. If a team's down 8 points, it's still a two-score game.
I'm with you.
You need a touchdown and a two-point conversion. You like that, Carter? I don't care if you do or not.
Not bad.
Frankly. Boy, what a blunder I committed this weekend.
I didn't want to go there, but since you did it, it's all you. Go ahead and tell them.
Note to fantasy football owners that if you claim a team or claim a player, you not only have to claim him, you have to insert him into the lineup or a defense. So Friday night, who did I have defense? I had the Ravens or somebody, and I gave up on them, and then I had somebody else lousy. Oh, I had the Jets.
And we're playing each other.
I had the Jets defense. I'm like, I can't take the Jets against Cincinnati.
Good play.
So I pick up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Who did get 26 points on yesterday the afternoon. And what happened?
I didn't have them in.
Where were they?
They were on my bench.
You're on the hot seat if you don't pull this one out.
Well, I
kept checking. I said, Steiny Evan must be golfing. I text him separately. And then Fat Mouth Spadoni sends a text to the thread with a screenshot showing you your air.
Yeah.
Why would he know? You know, you coaching? You coaching Spadoni? You let this play out. Because you could have went and got the commander defense.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Well, I went and got him, so you couldn't get him.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
There you go, exec of the year.
So I would have had like three bad defenses on my roster in 1 week.
Steiny, they had 26 dominate this. When did you realize it?
When Spadoni sent his text.
You're on the hot seat, man.
Here's the other thing. When I picked up Tampa Bay's defense, I was thinking, okay, you got Spencer Rattler. He pretty much, he stinks, but you know what?
He was awesome.
You have to use him. So if he's good, you'll get those points. But if he stinks, you'll get the Tampa Bay defense.
You're right. Oh, so you'd be sitting pretty.
I got a terrible quarterback who got replaced, and then I got a defense that...
Well, I'll tell you what, it could be worse. Ask me how.
How?
Because my buddy texted me last night.
How?
Willard, you could be 0-8.
So I got Travis Kelce tonight. And you've got three commanders.
Yeah, but you're up right now.
You could have started Kirk Cousins over Tua.
Dude, what? He was Dua. What was Kirk doing? I thought he was going to remind everybody.
He's old. Hey, who's Jeremy McNichols, and how many carries is he going to get for the Commanders tonight?
Well, considering the Chiefs are 13.5-point favorites and haven't given up a point in five quarters, I'm not sure you should be afraid of Washington.
Yeah.
I'm up 8 points
You got Kelce.
If you got a 70% chance of winning this still.
But I'll say this. Debo could pull a hammy on the first route or whatever's ailing him. He's out the game. Scary Terry. But man, Stoney, I'll trade this L for my winnings I got yesterday or the week. Taking notes from Carter Chickering here. So I finished the week good in that regard. Nobody cares.
All right.
I'll get updated.
Figure
tomorrow.
Out what happens tonight.
Yep.
All right. 49ers get beat 26-15, comprehensive all the way around. They got beat on Sunday. And where are we with this team right now?
I'll tell you where we are. I think the chickens are coming home to roost. You can do so much. The injury. Okay. And right now, the best thing about the San Francisco 49ers is their record. I will not look you in the eye and tell the listeners right now that this season's done. But the best part of it is they're 5-3. They've earned it. But how can you not look at yesterday and try to look at the giant game with their front seven? I know it's a whole – you start 0-0, 60 new minutes. But, man, Stoney, I'm just wondering, can they get to the finish line of the playoffs if this is how soft you're going to be on both sides of the lines of scrimmage, man?
I mean, if
– one quarterback hit yesterday, one.
So, do you think this team's underachieving?
No, I don't. Overachieved. I'm with you.
Okay.
So, that's why I'm not mad.
Then let's not get upset. And they're 5-3, and they got the Giants next week.
Okay, but let's just...
And they're going to lose some games to teams you think they should beat, but they got enough winnable games that they're still two games over 500.
Until next Sunday.
And they have the Giants, though.
Stoney, they had the Texans.
But that's my point. If you start losing to the Texans and the Giants and the Cardinals, then you ain't no good anyway.
I hear you.
But so, how? But like, again.
I got something for you. Let's just talk about standards.
It doesn't matter if they're great or they stink. The reality is they play the 2-6 Giants. Then they play the Rams. Then they play the 2-5 Cardinals, the 4-4 Panthers, the 2-6 Browns, and Tennessee 1-7. If that's six games. If they go 2-4 in those games, they're done. If they go 3-3 in those games, they're going to be 8-6 and they'll have action.
Now, we do have a form, and I hear you, Stoney. So you could call us 888-957-9570. Hit us on the YouTube chat. But I'm asking you right now, what percentage of Niner Empire or Nation is upset at what they saw yesterday? I got to believe 79, because you talk about the Giants and their lowly record. Houston came in limping at 2-4. Stoney, so how bad was this to you with what we had saw with how well they played with what they didn't have at their disposal? That's why I'm concerned and shocked. I'm not mad. I'm shocked that they thoroughly got their ass whooped on the way that Houston did it. From the start of the game. You talked about an 11-minute drive? And you're missing your guys, too? They were missing weaponry? Like, that's where I'm at. I get the 5-3. It's the best thing you got going. But, partner, I think it's a
dangerous
game. But
it's a week-to-week league.
Well,
they haven't put together two of these games in a row. They'll probably be better against the Giants. It's what always happens. They might have Purdy back. They might have Purdy back this week. Would that change anybody's outlook?
I don't believe Mac Jones is the reason you looked at anemic yesterday. They can't
block. Can't move. He can't move Mac Jones. It's funny. I got another email from my guy Harry, and he's like, it's pretty obvious Jones is better than Purdy. And he was a huge Purdy guy last year.
Well, he was 2 yards behind him on the day. He had 23 yards on the ground. McCaffrey had 25.
Yeah, I don't.
I hear. I'm having some fun, but.
If Purdy can play next week, he's got to play next week. Same with Pearsall.
This game's different if Purdy's back there? I don't. If this was the same about – if they were going to block this way, Stoney, I don't think there was any difference on the score.
I do think he's got escapability that Mac Jones doesn't have. And if your offensive line's not going to be great, I think I'd rather have Brock Purdy back there.
Mm.
But then that becomes a little more dicey because of a pass rush and getting your quarterback swamped.
Yeah, and real quick here, people keep talking about the surface that is the New York Giants and what they play on is turf. But I got to remind people, if we're going to play that game, Purdy re-aggravated the toe on the home turf, which is grass here at Levi's. So it's one of those just, I mean, how are you going to respond when you get tackled?
I'm not making fun of turf toe, but like if you're worried about turf, then you shouldn't play. If you can't bring a guy, like if you're thinking it's dangerous to bring a guy back just because the game's on turf.
Well, damn, Stoney.
Don't play him.
All right. I get that.
This is Kyle Shanahan on what went wrong yesterday.
A little bit of everything. I mean, it wasn't good enough at all in all three phases. Special teams played the best, but you know, I thought we struggled to tackle, struggled to get a rush, thought we made too many mistakes in secondary on some of our zone dogs, and felt like we didn't challenge them enough in man either. So a little bit of everything.
Woody Marks and Nick Chubb, Stoney, 118 yards combined on a day.
He said it, young secondary. Didn't play great. Young defense didn't play great. Offense wasn't very good. I mean,
so what do I do just real quick defensively when I come in here and I have
play the guys who are healthy?
No, I'm just going to Robert Saleh and I'm giving him his flowers, and then his unit turns up an effort like they did yesterday. I mean, what do you consider fair, or is it simple? Simple Simon, Goo. This is why we gave him the flowers, because he had this unit capable of afternoons like this defensively yesterday, where that was basically a no-show. And then you have him rise to the occasion against the likes of the Rams.
That's to me what people just don't have. Like, football's different. I mean, you can play a great game and then get beat the next week. And you can rush for 200 yards one week and then not be able to run the ball at all another week. How come? Well, I gotta believe that Houston looked at the game against the Falcons and said, let's try to take McCaffrey out of the game. Let's see if we can limit his touches. Okay, how do we do that? Well, one way to do it right off the bat would be to dominate time of possession.
Oh boy.
Done.
Okay. 41-18.
All right. So what's the next thing we can do? Well, what do you say we try to take away those little 8-yard passes that he turns into 14 yards. How many do you have? 3 yesterday? Not 7 or 8.
No.
And then when you get behind more than one score and you are struggling to run the ball, you're not going to run the ball.
Wow.
So, you know, everything went wrong yesterday for the Niners, but they haven't been playing great anyway, and they just got beat by a defense that completely dominated them.
Yeah, and I'll say this, the Niners on third down, which I think is a big component in any football game, whatever level, Stoney, that's just me. Niners were 3-9, and Houston, I got to tip my cap, 9-16. So it felt like they just had the answers to the test. And total plays, this is what is just fascinating to me, because maybe you guys can remember a game where the Niners just got dominated like this, even in the box score, and it looked that way. But the Texans ran 75, get this, Donnie, 75 total plays. The Niners ran a measly 44.
Yep.
And maybe that's what you do when you have the ball 18 minutes and 38 seconds.
Well, here's the other thing about the 49ers defense.
Wow.
Yesterday, they're not only getting lit up, they can't turn anybody over.
Well, they got one.
That doesn't even count. It's the last play of the first half, and it's a desperation play. It doesn't even register.
Ooh. Nearly got him 3 points.
Well, yeah.
Now that I'm giving Lenore a pass. Like, do I got to do everything? It's not, he was trying to make a play or saying, Evan is my offense. They were trying to get the field goal. I get you, but.
You got a guy who's kicked a 59-yarder this year.
And he hasn't missed.
And I hear that he was doing it during the warm-up.
I really, like, that's a play where if he's got to be saying to himself, if I get a pick, I got to get out of bounds and get down. Throw one pass for 15 yards and maybe, man, I mean, that's the other thing. They weren't in that game.
And that's what I was
They
saying.
Go down, you know, who knows? They get down 16-10 at half. But then again, they were down 16-7 at half. What happened? 3 and out. And then a 95-yard drive.
I just can't get over Houston was able to do that. Like, Stoney, I'm going to throw some names. I'm not blind. Where was Mykael Williams? Bethune had 14 tackles. It didn't feel like it. I'm not blaming him. Where were guys at?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm not a technician, but you can't tell me that they didn't miss Fred Warner. Just felt like they just completed every single pass over the middle. That
every
was 10 to 15 yards long. So I'm sure that
and
played
the third
into
quarter,
it.
Three and outs, Donnie. That was just a reminder. This thing ain't close, right? I was thinking, man, the Niners do the double up. Okay, watch out. Almost a triple up had they been able to get that interception and get 3 points. But that three and out, and then, like you said, you give up a 94-yard drive, 12 plays. But you came back with a touchdown to get it to within eight.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. 49er fans, how are we feeling about that game yesterday?
Man.
I guess, you know, I listened to a little of Shasky coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our big Niner fan. And
he ain't happy.
No, he's not.
He got to the point to where he was blaming the draft. I'm like, dude, these dudes, some of them are rookies. Shasky, you can't just – but he admitted he was switching up after Atlanta. He got too high on Atlanta.
I mean, is
this too big of an ask? The Niners can still survive, partner, with the injuries that they've sustained.
I mean, I just snicker when people think, like, rookies are going to come into the NFL and like, seriously impact winning right away. When we looked at this defense, even before the injuries, we were saying, man, this defense is young. But you know what? Saleh's got two anchors, and he doesn't have two anchors anymore. And so now, who's their best defensive player right now?
Lenore. You asked me, that's what I think. Evan might have a different answer.
And I would say that's a problem. Because he's good, but I don't think he's great. And now D. Winter's got hurt yesterday.
And he's in the last line of your defense. So if you ain't getting no pass rush, Donnie, the best Deion Sanders might get cut if you give a quarterback enough time.
Let's go to David's in South San Francisco. Hey, David, how you doing, man?
Oh, hey, you guys are great. Yeah, it was a roller coaster again yesterday. My thought is, a while back you just said the 49ers didn't do anything right or nothing went right, but I disagree. We had a punt return to the 50 and then a call against Houston, which put us on the 35 to start. That was actually a bright spot, in my opinion.
Yeah, the Robinson run back, and then he got a face mask, and then they were able to score their first half touchdown. No, there was a highlight or two. You just had to look for them.
There's always a bright spot. There's always a rainbow at the rain.
There you go.
That's going to be a drop.
Well, Stoney, I'll say
this
to you and the caller. They were down eight going into the fourth.
Okay.
No, I'm just – it wasn't 40-3. It's just
– See, that's where – okay.
No,
doesn't matter.
They were lucky for it to be that close.
Exactly. So why even bring it up?
Because
they were never a score down.
I'm not trying to say
every you. Time they could have done something, right. They were smacked in the face.
I give you that.
I'll say it again. It was 16-11 at half. Okay. Let's go make it a one-score game. We can't.
Yeah, 16-7 at half.
Three and out. They go 94 yards. Another long drive. They're up 23-7 late in the third quarter.
I got you.
That's a night-night.
Yeah.
Because you weren't going to get a stop. They just couldn't stop. Okay, great. You get a touchdown to 23-15. Okay, now let's get something.
Yeah.
Long drive, field goal.
Man.
So their defense couldn't stop Houston at all. And George Kittle was talking about their offense, and he was
I heard Kyle. I didn't hear George.
But I mean, I thought our defense played really well for the pieces that were lost during the game, guys who had to come out for the game, guys who had to go in for the game, guys who were already missing. Like, I thought our defense played, you know, really well. They were flying around hitting people. And if you're holding the team to four field goals and, you know, just two touchdowns, our offense has to score points. And when you're three and out, 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 we're not really doing anything to help our young defense who's adjusting and trying to figure out, you know, the way that they want to play football. So, I mean, that's, I think this is really on the offense, and I was really proud of how our defense played today.
I mean, it all works hand in hand. If the 49ers get any first downs, then they have the ball more, and then the defense has less pressure on them. But the defense is young, playing 40 minutes. They're not experienced.
And this is what they did, starting from the outset. The defense, this is what they gave up. This is the Texans. Field goal to start the game. Field goal, TD, interception at half, TD, field goal. So I kind of get what George is saying. It wasn't Picasso by any stretch, but the bottom line is they got whipped and they couldn't. And they had, they were involved in regard to giving the ball back so fast because they couldn't sustain anything back to the Houston Texan offense that it put the defense back out there. And I guess the defense was like, damn, can you do something for us? And that's why I know you scoffed earlier, Stani, at the Jennings drop. But the way this game was playing, when he dropped that ball, that to me, that's when I was like, okay, this thing's really done.
Yeah, I didn't.
I mean,
first of all, it wasn't
going to
be a touchdown.
No,
he was going to have to go down there.
It was a big play, you know?
I mean, yeah, but they were down 16. Like, the big plays had already occurred. When you get down 23-7, the big plays have already happened. And now you need five big plays to get back into the game.
That's nice. I just got to tell you, because I'm sure Niner fans are thinking this way. If there's some way you could, Stani, personally look in a crystal ball and tell me, Goo, this was just a one-off, we'll be right back to what we were before the Giant game, scrappy, hard-hitting, and you'll see some semblance of an offense, then nothing to see here. But if this is Prince Rogers Nelson's from Minnesota, rest in peace, Stani, a sign of the times and things to come, I mean, the Giants are, I know their record stinks, but they're not going to be a pushover. And with what you're working with right now is just as a whole, the Niners, you think the Giants are shaking in their boots to take on Mac Jones or Brock Purdy, whoever's under center, and this O-line? They might be licking their chops. And Jackson Dart, too.
Well, great. They can lick their chops. They can lick their
But you don't want them to eat.
They're 2-6. This is exactly what I mean.
See, you're it's doing like what I did
they're
with
2-6. It's like, well, they could beat the Niners. Yes, they could. And if they do, the Niners stink. Like, this is still set up for them if they get some semblance of health. And
well, maybe Brock's back in Pearsall and the PCL is.
Or maybe Brock comes back and nothing changes. I don't know. But he's the quarterback and he's apparently getting a little bit closer. We'll see if he can play.
And Ayuk is, I'm hearing, might be getting closer. So who's to say now this is when 5-3 is like, oh boy, this is a savior in regard to, even if you were to drop the next two, and I know I'm being dramatic, Stani, you're still mathematically 5-5, but forget that. You're 5-3 now. What if you do get Brock Purdy back and Pearsall and somehow Ayuk by week 10 or week 11? Then who knows?
Somebody on the YouTube chat, where is it? Oh, so the Eagles must stink if they. That's not the way the NFL works. Bad teams win games. A bad team is going to win four games or five games. Like, that's just the way it is. So the Giants can win a couple games and they're going to go 4-13. But you got to beat the Giants if you want to be a good team, because they're handleable, if that's a word. So, you know, I mean, it's still right there in front of them. Now, they might have bigger issues than just trying to win some games. But, you know, 49er fan, I'll tell you this right now. I mean, instead of saying, well, the schedule's not as easy as we thought, you should be saying, we're damn lucky we have this schedule. Because if we didn't have this schedule, there'd be no chance.
Well, I got to say this today.
Sorry.
Stani, their wins came over the Rams.
That's right.
They had great. And Seattle playing great ball.
Okay, that's great. But in the NFL, like, you can win games. It's about 17 games. 17 games you got to play. So if a team plays five good games, they stink. You might have a team play a good game against you and you might get beat. But I just feel like the Niners,
If they were stock, would you buy or sell right now?
If they were what?
Stock. This were NASDAQ.
I'd sell.
Mm.
I'd sell. And here's the other thing. Might go 10-7 still, but that doesn't mean they're a good team. That's what I think of this schedule. You want to jump in?
Buy or sell?
Just said I'd sell stock. I'm not necessarily saying trade everybody under the sun. I'm just saying do I think the Niners are going to go higher or lower? I probably wouldn't buy them right now. Mm. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners get beat yesterday, 26-15, and nothing really seemed to go right. If you saw some bright spots, 888-957-9570. Otherwise, how do they get back on track and do it pretty quickly? 888-957-9570. Head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Goo by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all your great content at 957 The Game. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They bring pressure. Stroud with time, but it's deflected at the line, and the pass is incomplete. Now a flag is thrown, but that pass was deflected at the line of scrimmage. Like Alfred Collins, who's back out there, got a hand on that to bat it away. Now is it a hold?
Prior to the pass, holding, number 20, defense.
Hold moves the chains for the Texans.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Fox Sports had that game yesterday. Niners get beat 26-15. You go ahead.
No, I'm irritated. I want to get something off my chest. But Steiny, what it is not what I'm about to say. Dude, the game starts at 10. You know what time the game starts. I've never been one of those, oh, you're flying cross country, because you can say the same thing with the East Coast teams going to play the West. But was there any part of you that thought, oh, the game starting at 10 is why we were watching the Niners look like they still were asleep? I didn't like that. I never have.
It's one of those things that I don't really care about, whether it impacted them or not, because good teams get over that. Remember when the 49ers used to go and have back-to-back games on the East Coast.
Yeah.
10 o'clock games, and they would stay back there. That never seemed
place,
to be an
what
issue.
What do they call that place?
That place in West Virginia.
Yeah, what's the, come on, not the Rusty Scupper.
Greenbrier.
Yeah.
The Greenbrier. They have falconry there.
Yeah.
So, again, like, just because I don't think they're a great team, I think they're mediocre.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean they're done.
Right.
Like, are people saying this team is done?
Well, it depends, like, on what side of the street on. Like, if I asked you, do you feel like the Texans exposed anything about the 49ers?
The 49ers got hammered yesterday.
But
it doesn't mean they're getting hammered next week.
But now I think they're more likely to than I did before watching this outcome, because I think they're soft in the most important spots.
And you thought that the Texans were going to roll over after last week. And the Texans clearly stunk last week. And this week they were more buttoned up and they beat the Niners.
Was that because they were playing a team that couldn't bring pressure?
Probably. It's a combination of a lot of things. The 49ers didn't do anything well.
I don't want to say they're done. That's why I was asking you. But you're saying, no, good season. And I get you. They're 5-3. But, man.
Can you beat the Giants? Can you beat them?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
And you can also lose to them.
No, of course you can.
Okay.
But you're 5-3.
Yeah, you are.
And you're playing a 2-6 team that just lost one of their best offensive players.
I see where
you're
going.
So go into New York and win the game.
They got some young talents down in New York.
Like, has there been a team in the – we're not even halfway through the year. Has there been a team in the league that we can say, boy, they've been consistent all year? Because I don't think I'd put the Eagles there.
The Colts.
I wouldn't put – good, yeah. The Colts. I wouldn't put the Bills there.
Yeah.
All right. One team, the Colts. And anybody think they're going 15-2?
Well, what's funny is everybody has a story, right? Because if you want to talk about who – you know, injuries. The Texans had a list of guys that were not available in the game, and they got it done. But the bottom line is, it's easy for those other teams to revert back to their good version of themselves when they're not dealing with what I deem the litany of injuries that the Niners are. Like, I mean, Stoney, that's a whole different game if Bosa and Warner are out there, but the bottom line is they're not. And that's why I asked you, do you feel like anything was exposed? And that might be a strong word. I just feel like now the ask of the Niners still keeping that defensive intensity and bothering teams and bringing pressure, it gets more difficult week in, week out, because those losses to two stewards of your defense, Donnie, sometimes you lose the wrong guy or guys, you can't get back up off the mat.
Why would you expect that they'd be a great defensive team now? Why?
And that's a great question.
They're not going to be a great defensive team. They're going to have to be young and scrappy.
Maybe you win that game yesterday, and that's what they weren't defensively.
Well,
they weren't even average.
You want to start that many young guys, then you're probably going to struggle.
I mean, how many did what? The first and second year player, what, 18 or 19 of them? I'm just across the board, just on the team. I mean, that's what you're dealing with.
Let's go to Cliff. Cliff's in Vallejo. What's going on, Cliff? How you doing, man?
Yes. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Good morning. First of all, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My favorite show.
Thank you.
On the game, Steiny and Guru. For me, this season, man, is a positive. For me, it's a learning season. As a 49er fan, that's the reason I tape every game and try not to get too high with the wins, too lows with the losses. It's you playing with young players, and every week you're learning something. I'm 100% with you, Steiny, on the part of what you did last week against another team. This year, you definitely could throw it out. 49ers fall into majority of the NFL. At any given Sunday, you can about count on nothing, because that's what you're going to get. And what I've seen is the bright spot that I saw on this team is a young player that I believe the 49ers have something in that they know they can count on that defense. And the rest you're learning about. Who can play in the NFL? Mm. And that one player for me is the second-round draft pick, Alfred Collins. If you go back and watch the game, not in real time, he's doing work down there in that middle. Down there on that defensive line, it don't always result. You guys just played the highlight coming back from commercial of him getting a tip ball and somebody's holding on the back end.
Yeah.
That would have got you off the field. These young guys cannot go three and out. The offense, if anybody, let them down yesterday. Mm. And the veterans are on the offense. The veterans are on the offense. They couldn't do nothing offensively with that defense. I heard a whole lot last week about the running game was back because George Kittle was back. He played yesterday. They couldn't run a lick. George Kittle was there yesterday. We are learning about these young guys who can stay in the NFL, who can play and stay. Me, you, and Guru Steiner can play in the NFL. We only going to last one Sunday. Next week, we won't be there. These young guys, we got to see who can play week in and week out and show up. And that's what this season is a learning season. You ain't winning no championship no way this year.
Wow.
Learn who you have and what you got to address in the draft. That young lineman, I'm impressed with him, Kobe, on the offensive line. This is a learning season. What are we getting high and low about? Good you know, if there's a winner chip this year,
it is Cliff. No, Cliff, wow. Alpha Cross, he came out, he looked like he was hurt, but he came back in, Stoney. He's a big boy out of Texas, so I get that. And to Shasky's point, he was just talking, I don't want to speak for him, but the past drafts, but when you talk about first, second-year players, Stoney, you got to give them, what, 2-3 years? You can't just make, oh, my gosh, you know, Warner and Bosa went down, and they'll be exposed, they'll be growing pains, but my point is you can't say, okay, Stoney, he's not it. His NFL career is going to be this in a year or two, I don't believe. And that's the fine line in the balance of, you know, giving guys the opportunity.
I mean, the other thing is yesterday becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy when your defense is on the field for 40 minutes. So at the beginning of the game, you can't get them off the field. Okay, then your offense can't get a first down. So your defense has to go back out in the field. They can't start. They can't stop them. And then when the second half comes around, they're probably so gassed, they're not going to be able to stop them at that point either. So the defense could not get a stop. But yeah, sure would have helped if the Niners could have gotten some first downs and maybe given them some breathing time when they weren't on the field.
And that's why I'm sitting here telling you all, Steiny, when you asked me about the O-line and Cliff mentioned it, like those aren't young guys outside of Pooney, but the bottom line is all season long, they've been underperforming. The run game has been MIA on the back of a milk carton, but the bottom line is to me, watching that game and that offensive line display has me thinking, okay, this was the second game Kittle's come back. Steiny, I believe this offensive line, this is who they are. Now, what you accomplish, how close you get to what you're trying to accomplish will all come out in the wash. But if you ask me the state of the Niners offensive line right now, they get demerits.
Well, what would you call them last week? This is kind of what I mean. Like, they ran for 200 yards.
I'm trying to
think
of a word. Serviceable. Like, they got through it, you know?
And I mean, last week McCaffrey had 200 total yards.
And that was that had me thinking, okay, maybe they've solved the puzzle. Like,
but I just don't,
now
like,
we
they're not going to do that every week. Like, that's kind of my point, is like last week, the 49ers defense plays well against the Falcons. They got a lot of young players. All right, well, Texans laid an egg last week. So they obviously come out with a sense of urgency. And I'm sorry, but that's like that's what decides football games sometimes. Mm. You know, the 49ers just they weren't playing as, well, I don't want to say they weren't playing as hard, but the Texans had a terrific game plan and they dominated the both lines. The 49ers couldn't get the ball, and now the 49ers got to go back and try to figure out what happened. But yeah. I'm with Cliff. Like, this happens, you know, two or three good teams a week look bad, and two or three bad teams look good, and then the good teams play well for 2 weeks, but they're still 5-3.
And I won't even fake like I'm baldy, Steiny, but, you know, I just can't get what the Texans have been to compile their 2-4 record, especially offensively. But the right side of their offensive line is one of the worst in the league, and as a whole, they came into yesterday's game, pass blocking win rate was 30th. There's only 32 teams, so that's low. That's bad, and that's what it looked like Monday night on the road against Seattle. And yesterday, the Niners, rookies involved, Cliff and everybody else, Noah, Bryce Huff, Bastani, they got to the court. They hit the quarterback one time. Yeah. So it was everybody.
And, like, the way I look at it, let's say the secondary is really young. And they play well last week.
But they were getting...
They're probably not, like, they're not going to play well every week if they're so young. They're going to have highs and lows, and then you hope over the course of the season or over the course of their careers, they level out and play at a consistently high level.
Mm-hmm.
But the sign of a young team is inconsistent week to week, and maybe we're starting to see that with the Niners, who are 2-3 in their last five games. Let's go to Frank's in Atlanta. Hey, Frank.
Frankie.
Hey, guys. You guys can hear me?
Yes, we got you, Frank.
I hope everybody had a good weekend. Yeah, man, we got to stop pushing the panic button every time the 49ers lose. Look, like you said, you're not going to play well every week. We got out-coached this week. DeMeco had a plan to stop our offense, and their offense played against a bend but don't break defense, and they played that to a hilt. They went down and they settled for field goals, and they dominated the game. What they did was they got us off the field. How do they get you off the field? Because they knew what to do. They know that we're trying to throw the ball to McCaffrey. They know that. It's on film now. It's been on film for a few weeks. So all they have to do is put some pressure on the quarterback, make him divert his eyes. Once the quarterback averts his eyes, he goes straight to McCaffrey. He can't do anything else. He's Mac Jones. Everybody knows who he is. At the moment he averts his eyes, the play is over. And all they do is run two men to the check down, and McCaffrey gets 1 yard, and it's third and long. That's how they stop us. We were what? We got, what, three first downs the first half?
Maybe that.
We only ran like 15 plays.
Right.
So that's – they ran our liabilities against us. They used our liabilities against us.
Thanks, Frank. Good stuff.
Yeah. I was just going to say now you – and to that, Stoney, we always talk about – excuse me. You know, and we know McCaffrey's a dog, right? That we know. But, Stoney, we were kind of fixated on just from where our vantage point – I can't speak for you, but it seems kind of – like, is it that hard to take McCaffrey out of the receiving game because teams hadn't been able to do that? So to Frank's point, if DeMeco had intel or what have you, or he just had a good-ass defensive unit, and that's what I believe it was, they took McCaffrey out of it, and then here come the Giants. I know we'll talk about that later in the week, but if Frank is alluding to now that's out there, it's been out there, we'll see what the Giants can do. But the bottom line, man, is there were too many, Stoney, three and outs. You couldn't run the ball. And you only had the ball enough time to run eight rushing plays to McCaffrey. That is, you'll win no game doing that. The Niners will not in eight times, partner. Think about that in a 60-minute game. That lets you know. Well, we had the ball 18 minutes. That's on the offense. And the defense couldn't take the ball. Well, they got one, but you took the ball away when it was over. No time on the clock.
Yeah, I mean, to me, this is one of those games where, okay, the offensive line wasn't very good. Uh-oh, is our offensive line? Okay, yeah, you got to play better next week.
Like, I'm not blaming this loss. I don't know. Tell me if you thought Frank was on Mac Jones. He had no time.
They all stunk. Seriously, that's one of those games where if it were the Warriors, trust me, we wouldn't be singling out Kuminga.
No.
We'd be hitting everybody. Mac Jones, so-so. McCaffrey, no holes. Offensive line.
You going Friday night and
lousy. Court.
Yeah.
Defensive line, not good. Linebackers, probably pretty good, but they still are missing Fred Warner.
So. I didn't see him, Stoney. I didn't see him out there. I didn't see anybody defensively, especially on third down.
Let's go to Orlando in San Bruno. What's up, Orlando? How you doing, man?
Good morning, guys. The Hotlanta caller pretty much said it. I'll add to it. The X factor was DeMeco, right?
Mm.
He knows what Shanahan likes. And to me, it was like the Super Bowl when the Bucks played the Raiders and Gruden knew the Raiders. And the way the feel of the game was like the first Super Bowl of the 49ers, when the Niners got two touchdowns and the rest field goals. Yeah, the Bengals looked like they were going to be playing against the clock. Kudos to the Houston Texans. They took advantage of a really beat-up team. And remember what we talked about, that we were hoping that the Niners would go 10. I said 11-6.
Mm-hmm.
With this loss, it's looking like it's going to be 10-7.
All right. That's still not bad. Thanks, Orlando.
Thinking of Geek, well, I'm kind of setting you up, Stoney, but 10 normally gets you in. You think this year it could get you in? 10?
I think 10 wins is a playoff team.
Okay.
I mean, they're less than halfway. They're 5-3, and they're in the playoffs right now. So 5-4?
Yeah, they're the seventh spot right now.
The other thing is, look at the teams that would have to catch the Niners.
The Bears are a half game behind them.
Exactly.
They're 4-3.
And the Cowboys.
Carolina 4-4. Okay. Dallas at 3-4-1. I get your drift. Atlanta 3-4. But Stoney, we got 10 more games left.
I know. That's why you can't pack in the season. That's why you can't say they're done.
Yeah, and I didn't.
You can't. 888-957-9570 is the number. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 9 matchup between the 49ers and the New York Giants. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Thoughts on that game yesterday if you're a Niner fan?
Yeah, and you just said something that struck me. Nobody, Stoney, I don't believe, is saying this team is done with 9 games left. Nobody's saying that. It's just this hill that you got to continue to climb, this Houdini act that you've pulled, because that's what it's been, to start the season, to beat Seattle, to beat the likes of Arizona, the Rams. Just think about that game now and what the good fortune you had, which you created, but a lot of the fumbles, you know, but you made them fumble. You know, are you going to get that for 9 more games to get you to where you can get to that 10-win clip or more?
888-957-9570 is the number. Niners get handled yesterday in Houston. Next week they got the Giants, and they're at the halfway point of the season. It's been a crazy year already for the Niners. What do you make of it? What do you make of it when you see a 5-3 team, but then you saw the performance yesterday? You see where you sit in the division. You see the teams you've beaten. You see the teams you got to beat to make the playoffs. Where are you right now with the 49ers season?
It's very interesting. Go ahead.
I mean, it's so easy to say we're done, but what does that mean? You can't quit watching.
Oh, no.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No way. But let me ask you this. If you're Kyle and John, is your chest out like you really feel like you're 5-3, or do you feel like you're 5-3 and you're holding on? And you know, I'm being a prisoner of the moment with what I didn't see on both lines or lines of scrimmage yesterday, Steiny. I got to believe if I'm the New York Football Giants, the Niners are a team I want to play now. They're wounded.
And you know who the 49ers want to play right now? The Giants.
Now, let me ask you
this.
The
Giants.
I like that.
2-6.
But would
you rather have the Rams next?
No, I don't want to, like, you know, I would try to keep that. Let me ask you this. Coming into this week, would the Texans have been that answer? Would the Niners, if I asked you that, would you have said?
But that's my point. Like, you can have an easy schedule, and if you don't produce the wins, your schedule was still easy. You just were not a very good team. So that's the way I look at the schedule. I never said, or I don't say, oh, easy schedule. They're going to win 11 games to go to the playoffs. No, but they have a chance every week.
Do you think they're one pass rusher or a guy in the secondary or a linebacker away? Like, how active do you – or do you – I don't know how an executive thinks. Donnie, you know some. Do you say if we're not if we really believe in our core, we can't win it all, is it worth it to try to go get something to just make the tournament? Because that's how you know I'm operating if I'm a GM.
I don't
get
know.
Get in and anything can happen.
Yeah, see, like, this is where
I don't want to mortgage.
If they get in and they're 9-8 or 10-7, but this is who they are. And that's the other issue. This may be how they play all year long.
And you ride it out.
And they may sneak into the playoffs, but they're not going to go anywhere in the playoffs if this is their team.
But that would be a hell of an accomplishment with all these injuries, right?
And
to just qualify.
But it's not going to be right. But are you going to come out of this year saying we were a good team? We were a good team.
Well, that would be up to the coaches.
Because they're not right now.
Right. Oh.
Like if they play eight more games like this and now and they're 10-6, are they a good team if they're playing the exact same way?
Well, but if you're projecting down that far, then next year we'd also say we're getting Bosa, Warner, Ayuk, and all these guys back. Yeah, you could still think you're a good team.
No, I just meant this particular year, this particular group with all the young players. Yes, it would be an accomplishment if they made the playoffs.
Yeah,
we were kind of saying that before the year. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, they get beat yesterday in Houston, 26-15. Giants coming up in New York. We'll still find out. I think Kyle Shanahan's talking to the media today at 3:30. So about 3:30, we'll probably get some news on some of the guys that were banged up yesterday and their status for the game against the Giants. But who's going to be available and who's not? And I get the Giants. They're 2-6. They just lost their rookie that they're high on, Scadaboo.
We'll see
how, you know, they may be a team that's just, you know, down because of where their injury situation is with the two guys that have kind of been the two main guys for that franchise. Head on over to, you can head over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 95.7 The Game. You can always do that. And that segment was also brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.